Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Out on the show. I'm in some trouble with my internet or Facebook or something. Imagine that. So it's my first Friday show. I'm moving my schedule around so I can find a schedule I like. And I pretty much like this one. So I'll be sticking with Monday nights, Wednesday noons, and Friday noons, Eastern times. The last couple of nights I've been outside getting some pictures of what we call Enoch's planet, and this is a planet described in Enoch chapter 70, a heavenly planet the Father had built for the patriarchs and the righteous when they left Earth. We call it heaven. And this planet has been brilliantly in the skies since I first caught on to it in 2008, so I'm sure it was much earlier than that. I just caught on to it in 2008. And it's been in the southwest, and it travels all over the place. And the last couple of nights it's been in the southeast, and you'll see it. It's usually the brightest star in the sky. It's gold and bronze, amber and white. It's just a beautiful star. And I've been getting pics of it over the past year. And something I picked up two nights ago as I was taking my pictures and videos of it was that there appeared a white door in the center of it. And at first I'm looking at it, it looked like a white square. I'm thinking, well, that's got to be a door. That's got to be some kind of a portal. Because the Father, Yahushua, talks about a door in the Bible. In the book of John, he talks about he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Matthew 24 says, know that it is near, even at the doors. At the door. Matthew says, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. A lot of metaphorical and a lot of literal uses of the word door. And here we see in the heavenly planet we call EP, there has appeared a door. And make no mistake about it, it's a white door. Two nights ago it looked like a square, and I'm thinking, that looks like a door. And then last night, the pictures I got of it, just straight up looks like a normal size, looking like what you would think of a door. The night before it looked like one of those double doors. And then last night, it looked like one single large door. It was cool. I don't know what it's going to show me tonight. Hopefully, the door will be opening. And he'll be standing in the door, calling home his elect. I mean, that would be awesome. This time, back in the day, of the Enoch calendar, if you're going by the Book of Jasher and the Enochian calendar, in correlations, tomorrow on Sabbath day on the Enochian calendar is when the door was shut last week. They waited 7 days and then the rain began. Well, tomorrow on the Enochian calendar, the rain begins. On the Gregorian calendar, they're shutting the ark for 7 days. The door is shut. So on both calendars, on tomorrow's Sabbath, you have significance with the door. And then here we see the literal door appearing in this heavenly planet. When Noah was herded into the ark with his family and all the animals, they were in there for 7 days before the rain began. And then when the rain began, it rained for 40 days. And then it took an extra 180 days for all the water to abate so they could leave the ark. It was like a 6-month process, folks. Probably 9 months. When all was said and done, you got the animals in, you got the family in, and you closed the door, waited for the rain. It took much longer for the rain to abate than it did to actually pour on the earth. after he closed the door, after the rain began, then the earth became dark. And the earth started pouring rain, pounding rain. And the earth was shaking. And we know there was a lot of earthquakes during the flood. That's how we have our continents today. The earth used to be one big landmass. It was broken up. Now, why do I mention all this? I like the way the Accord aligns with things, because the way he's told me is that there's three groups leaving Earth. The first one is the smallest group, and this one comprises of the elect. The second and third groups will comprise of some of the elect and the bride. And so the first group, people always ask me, am I in the group? Who's the group? What I do know is that me and my warriors are in it. I don't know of anybody else, but that doesn't mean it's not going to take place. The Father just hasn't told me. But all I see in the Bible codes is the departure of me and the Orgone warriors. And the elect is part of the bride, and not all of the elect will leave tomorrow, because some of them will be needed to be here. Some of them are just waking up to who they even are. Some of them are just snapping out of their apostasies. And so once the first group leaves, which I believe is at the door, literally, we're leaving soon. I'm waiting for a sign. He told me he would give me a sign. And I've been waiting and watching for it. And when I see it, I'll be shouting it and screaming it. So everybody knows I see it. We're going. We're leaving. But then I've always talked about two other groups leaving. And the other one leaving maybe about 90 days later. And then 90 days to 3 months. That is 90 days. The last group to leave is probably the biggest one, and that would qualify as the Church of Philadelphia. The one group of bride out of all the others that call themselves the bride, the churches that did please him. They will be taken right before the mark of the beast, hour of temptation, is forced upon the world. And that's probably the largest group at that time. The bulk of the bride that is leaving, because the bulk of the bride itself is not leaving. The bulk of the bride is apostate, and they will be left here to be refined. They will be left here to go through the tribulation and FEMA camps and refinement, because they're apostate. So when you see the first group leave, it will be in total awe. It's going to be awesome. Then just know there's a second group that leaves about 90 days later. And then the third group leaves before the mark of the beast is enforced. The second group of departure could be delayed depending on timelines. It could be 90 days, it could be 180 days, it could be 6 months. It really depends on the timelines. Because it's going to be somewhere in the center I believe, between when the first group leaves and the third group leaves, the last group. So that's the only one that kind of floats around. I really don't have a particular significant date on that one, or even a timeline. I don't have dates on anything, but as far as timeline goes, it's just shortly after the first one does. I know people like to give me their thoughts and their theologies and their theories. I don't want them, folks. No, seriously. I go by what the Father tells me. And so it's either all or nothing, I'm with Him. I don't need anybody else's thoughts and theories. And, you know, I work with my warriors on this stuff. And we go through calendars and we try to get things correct on correlations. Because I love the correlations. But I mean, I put up these videos and all I do is get hate comments about from the post-tribbers and the pre-tribbers. Everybody's got their own theories. Just go to the Father. You know, I spent 30 years in religion and theory land until I just started going to the Father and asking Him direct. Tomorrow is a Sabbath. Tomorrow is the day that the East Gate is open. The Sabbath. Why is the East Gate important? Because the Bible speaks of the day that the East Gate is how Yahushua comes through to get His bride. The East Gate. Do the East Gate. And the East Gate is open on Sabbath. And it's also open on new moons. So tomorrow we have a East Gate opening. We have a door appearing in EP. And we have the door being shut on the Enochian calendar for Noah's Ark. I like the alignments. I like the correlations. You know, when you look at what happened once the door was shut on the Ark, and the rain started 7 days after it was shut, it says the whole earth began to shake, and the sun darkened, and the whole earth was moved violently. And in Matthew 24 it says, but as the days of Noah, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. In Revelation chapter 6 with the sixth seal, you read, lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Great earthquake, and darkness, and shakings. Correlations, folks. I always believe the sixth seal will happen shortly after the first group is taken off the earth. Then after the sixth seal, the 144,000 will be sealed on the earth. You can read about the 144,000 in Revelation chapter 7. People always want a timeline of events. That's what I'm sticking to. That's what I've always believed. I've always taught. I don't think I've ever changed from that. You can listen to shows I've done back 10, 15 years ago. We're saying the same stuff, folks. It's not that I have a good memory. It's just that the truth doesn't change. It's always the same. So the elect leave. Part of the elect and possibly part of the bride together leave. Then the sixth seal happens. Then the 144,000 are sealed on earth. And after that, the trumpet judgments begin. And the trumpets pretty much signify Nibiru coming in. You got Nibiru coming in. You got alien invasions coming. You got judgments of the Lord coming. Stay faithful, folks, and if you're on the fence, get off it. Be found worthy to escape all these things. Be found worthy to make one of the groups they're leaving. Three groups, different times. So tonight I'll be out. See what I can get with. What pictures of the heavenly planet? There was another one. I'm going to give you a truth bomb. I haven't done that in a while, and y'all like truth bombs. That's because they're fascinating to me, and when I drop truth bombs, it's like nobody else even cares. Maybe 50 people that are part of my warrior group online that I hear from every day. You know, there's a lot of the warriors that listen to the show after the fact. I posted a picture 2 days ago from earthsky.org, and they were showing in the western sky Aldebaran and Mars, which are side by side in the sky. And then you have the Pleiades to the front and lower front part of Mars. That cluster of stars by Mars right now is the Pleiades. Aldebaran, and I've been watching this star for years, and I didn't know what these two stars were, Aldebaran and Mars. I didn't realize it was Mars. But they're kind of, if you look up in the sky, they look like they're 5 feet apart. they're very side by side together. They're just very close together. Aldebaran has been turned to a heavenly planet, a good planet. They were, you know, fallen like all the others pretty much, and they went to war against the reptilians and aliens that were dominating that planet. And Aldebaran has always been a planet that closely resembles Earth, and it's where they've been taking humans too for thousands of years, since Adam and Eve, since the days of Adam and Eve and the flood. Because Lilith was taking her kids off the earth to protect them from the flood. And then after the flood, they brought them back to repopulate the earth. But a lot of people were left. And over the years, aliens have been abducting humans off the planet for thousands of years. And Aldebaran has been one of these places where they've been taking these humans. I don't know if you read anything from Nauseating. They're going to tell you that Aldebaran is millions of light years away, blah, 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 blah. No. Not when you get into portals and just take a portal there. It probably takes 10 minutes to get to Aldebaran from Earth. But Aldebaran is pretty much now a heavenly planet. They're working with the angels. They work with the angels, the angel forces. Another one is the Pleiades, the Pleiadians. And not the ones that are talking to the New Agers, because they don't talk to New Agers. The original angels aren't talking to humans. Those are the ones who join the reptilians, and they're playing their good cop, bad cop facade with the New Agers, New Agers always think, oh, I'm talking to Archangel Michael, I'm talking to Micah, I'm talking to this, I'm talking to that. No, you're not talking to anybody. Archangels are not talking to you. They don't talk to mankind. You're being deceived and played along like a violin by aliens posing as archangels. But anyway, I just throw that out, that Aldebaran, which you can see in the west sky every night beside Mars. At least for now, because Mars will eventually start moving around. But you know what? It's I've been watching Aldebaran and Mars for the last couple of years, and they're just always together. Sometimes they're not so far west. Sometimes they're right a little bit more east. But they're a good planet. They're working with the Angelicos, so. I don't know how many humans are on it. Let's see if I can. Maybe about 10 million, maybe 10 million on the lee side, and maybe 100 million on the heavy side. I don't know. I know when we cleared off Mars, we were just there about a month ago, getting the kids off of there, and the angels take them to habitable planets for humans, and I didn't know where that was. It's probably Aldebaran, because they can't bring them back to Earth, and so they're taken elsewhere. Humans can survive on particular planets in space. It's not all uninhabitable. It's the biggest secrets they keep from Earthlings, from mankind. Because I know one of the things when the elect leave Earth and they go to heaven and they're up in heaven during the judgments or the tribulation on Earth, they're going to be busy going throughout space and releasing the human captives that are being held in space. So that means there's humans being held in space. Yeah. The wicked know no end to their wickedness. There's just no end. And they put them on these other planets as breeding farms and food farms because they eat humans, folks. They all eat humans. They drink our blood. They eat our flesh. To them, it's like a big, big cattle pasture. And so they've got weapons now, and they can fight back and protect and defend themselves. And the angels are helping them, and so it's cool. But there's quite a few heavenly planets in the sky. Pleiadians are part of the heavenly system. But if anybody, any of them, any angelic-looking being comes to you on Earth and says they're from Pleiadians, they're lying. They're lying. Because the only ones trying to talk to and deceive mankind are the gullible. It's coming in as going out, and the New Age faction's coming in. So, anyway, folks, tomorrow is Sabbath, the day when the East Gate is open. Always a good day to keep an eye out for the door to open. Anyway. Be back Monday night. Till then, God bless everybody.